so you can bite me.
To all the asshat jocks who beat me up in school, now I'm the one that's cool, I'm the one that's cool. To all the prom queen bitches thinking they so cool, now I'm the one that's cool, I'm the one that's, I'm the one that's cool.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're back finally for episode 4 of Fangirls. We have taken a brief sabbatical that might have lasted most of the summer.
We've been gone for quite a while, like way longer than anticipated.
Well, kids and vacations and convention trips and work and
life in general.
Trying to get 4 people in the same room for 2 hours. It's, yeah. Yeah.
But and time just kind of got away from us.
It did. But here with me as always, we've got Sharon.
Hello.
And a voice you've heard before, we got Hannah here again.
Hi there.
And joining us for the first time, we have a new panel member, Tiffany.
Hello.
We're super excited to have Tiffany. She's been a regular with us on the TPK magazine, but this is the first time we've ever had her on a podcast, I believe.
Yes.
So she's going to be hopefully one of our regular fangirls, though.
Yay, I'm excited.
So tell us a little about yourself.
We just got the ugliest look.
I did it to everybody. It's not just me. Okay. Yes.
Well, I am a single parent of a little boy, and I like to cosplay, and I guess I'm a teacher, and that is about it.
Tiffany is like our go-to person when we need help with cosplay. She helps make us one of the most wonderful things. She helped me with my Scarlet Witch costume, so my cosplay for that. So she's wonderful.
Thank you. She's pretty wonderful. And we've got multiple pictures of her floating around the TBK website.
Yep.
And I'm not going to tell you what all cons we actually have pictures of her at, because we've met her a lot.
Yep. So you can go back and look at her pictures on our Facebook page as well and see her on there.
Yeah. So you definitely should.
Absolutely.
But for episode 4 here, we are talking Power Rangers. This was actually brought up to us by Tiffany, so she had to be a part of this. It wasn't a choice.
No, she didn't get a choice, actually.
Nope, I did not.
You picked this topic. You automatically have to be here. Congratulations.
Thank you.
So I think when we thought about this, it was mostly due to the new movie. It had just recently was coming out to DVD and everybody was seeing it again and kind of making it a little bit more available. So if that tells you how long it's been since we discussed this.
So if you haven't seen it, sorry, there will be spoilers. You should maybe pause this and come back to it after you watched it.
And definitely watch it because it is fantastic, in my opinion.
I think
in everybody's opinion, it's fantastic. Yeah.
Well, not everybody, apparently. I was terrified to go see this movie, y'all. Like, I heard such bad reviews on this online. Of people being so angry because this is nothing like they thought it was going to be. And why is there Iron Man suits on everybody? And why did they change all of this? And this is terrible.
I think you're going to have that anytime you have a reboot or a reimagining of anything.
Yeah.
And I can understand that because there's a lot of things that are coming out that are reboots of things that I love. And I always go into it with kind of cautious optimism because it's something that you love and that you cherish and you don't know how they're going to do it. And it's almost like giving your baby to someone and trusting that they're going to do it right. They're going to take care of your baby. And so there's always that nervousness. And so I think sometimes people just react badly. And they don't give it a good chance. Even when they go and watch it, they just automatically start judging it. And I mean, like, take Ghostbusters, take other things that we've recently seen, and people just shot it down automatically. So I think maybe to some degree that plays a part in it.
And I get nostalgia. I do.
Yeah.
But, and you know, sometimes they do wrong. I mean, I didn't actually see the Ghostbusters, but you know, I've heard a lot of different things about that one. But this one I did see. And even though I wasn't really like a huge childhood Power Rangers fan, I've watched them a lot. I guess more recently because with them being on Netflix and things like that, Amazon maybe. With my husband's younger brothers, they watch it on there. So I've only really seen it as an adult. And I just kind of saw this one as like it's the new generation, but they did a good job in the movie, I thought, of staying true to the old show while still making it feel new. So, like, even though the suits and everything were different, I thought they were more modern, I guess. And so I liked that, actually.
Yeah.
I think that was good. I think they're trying to bring, like you said, the modern feel to the movie instead of the old spandex with the helmets.
Yeah. As far as, like, comparing that, I actually have zero problems with how they did with keeping it with the story and with the feel. I have no problem with it at all. I liked how they did the suits, and I liked how I like it very much. I felt that they did keep it more modern without taking away from the storyline. I felt that it was improved upon, and it made it feel more real.
And even past that, just the fact that it's all in English originally this time instead of terrible voiceovers. And I don't feel like you can present to especially a younger audience at this time people in a motorcycle helmet and a spandex suit and them take it seriously as any type of anything.
Yeah, I totally get that.
Yeah,
it's a different time and kids expect more.
Mm-hmm. Well, and this is maybe because I want to go back to it later, but whenever the first Power Rangers started, I remember it. We got to see it first on Saturday morning our cartoons.
Yeah,
and I was in third grade. I remember this very clearly when it started, and you know we get to see Rita Repulsa coming out. And I remember literally thinking, oh my gosh, what is this nonsense? Because she has these giant cones and she looks like a witch climbing out of like this crater. And like, I just, like, even then I couldn't take it seriously at first. And later on I did grow on to embrace it and like the Power Rangers. But even in that split second, I don't know, I was nine maybe, eight or nine, like, seeing Rita Repulsa, that was absolutely ridiculous at that moment. And so I felt, comparing that to the new to the old, I think they did a really good job of making it look much more realistic, much more acceptable. And our children now, they're much more used to seeing more polished things. And so if we were to give them the old version and have them sit down and watch that, it would be much harder for them to accept it and move forward.
Right.
Or believe it at all.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah.
But, I mean, that's not bad for when it came out.
No.
No, it's not. Awesome.
Yes.
Because that was before you had all of these giant superhero movies where you knew it was going to be this awesome fight scene and it was going to look amazing and you were going to think it was all real and you can't take kids back to like it used to be. And it's kind of sad. Little nostalgic here. The original Power Rangers that I think of, like, the first thing that I saw was actually the Power Ranger movies.
Oh. Okay.
Like, it was not even the TV series. That came after. The first thing that I have is the original two movies.
See, I don't even know exactly, like, I only vaguely know what you're talking about because I came after that.
Yeah.
I mean, clearly if I have a husband whose mom is old enough to also have children that are watching this, then I'm a little bit younger.
Yeah.
So like I said, I mean, honestly, growing up, I only knew about it from you, Ashley.
Yes.
Because otherwise, I don't even think I would have necessarily known about Power Rangers, I guess.
I want to share my old stories first because I feel I have to do that before we can like cover the day. Okay, so I already talked about, you know, I started watching when I was in third grade and I literally remember when it premiered and I could not stand the first episode, but I continued to watch it and I did like it and you get attached to the Power Rangers and just like any other kid thing, like you start imagining like, oh yes, I'm the Pink Ranger, I'm the Yellow Ranger. And you know, before long, like you're playing these games on the playground and all your friends are like picking who they are and then stuff. And so I eventually embraced it and you know, I liked it third grade and then fourth grade and then they released the movies. And Ashley loves these movies.
Ashley does love these movies.
And it was at this time that I, Sharon, decided I no longer liked the Power Rangers because the movies were terrible.
They were pretty bad.
They were terrible. Ashley, they were awful. I'm so sorry, but they are bad.
I've watched them recently, and I know that they're awful, and I still love them. Like it does not change anything for like, me.
The TV quality shows are not good. The movies are even worse. They are so bad. And so while I liked the Power Rangers for about 2 years, after the movies came out, I had to stop. Like, I couldn't watch them anymore. And then they continue to release, you know, new reboots. Like, I don't know, Power Rangers Dinos or whatever. Yeah. Like, after that, I couldn't keep up anymore. Yes. And so, unfortunately, I don't know what came after that. But
so many.
I know, there's a whole lot, and I don't know really what came after that at all. But that's my old Power Rangers experience.
I never did like them from the beginning, I guess, because my brother he was littler than me, so he kept watching them over and over and over again, and I was like, oh my gosh, this is ridiculous. I was just like, and then the movies came out, and I was like, this is even more ridiculous. So, but I was forced to watch them because the younger person in our family got to pick what we watched on Saturday mornings,
which probably made it even worse for you.
Yes, it did. But then I started making fun of him with it too. So,
but it was a good thing.
Yes,
you can pick on it more.
Yeah.
Well, I was a little bit younger when the whole Power Ranger thing started because, I mean, I'm quite a bit younger than you are. And if it started when you were in, like, third grade, like, I'm too little to watch this.
Right.
So right about the time that I was actually getting into things where I could say that I liked stuff on my own was about the time the movies came out. And I'm going to tell myself a little bit here, but I had a ridiculous Barney obsession when I was very, very young. Like, it was a terrible thing. I have heard nothing but horrible stories about myself. And no other child in my family has ever been allowed to watch a Barney episode because of me. So, I believe what happened here is they attempted to replace Barney in my life with other things. And Power Rangers is what stuck. And then I ended up with all of the tiny Zords from the movie that you could get. And all of the figures that went in those. And we would have to all play with those. And I had big stuffed Power Rangers that were almost 3 foot tall. And we would have to run around the house and pretend we were them and kick and punch things.
My brother had one. And I hid it from him all the time. It was a white one.
And I had the pink one and the blue one. And at one point, the yellow one. The yellow one has since vanished. I don't know what happened there. The pink and blue ones still exist at my grandparents' house. And then my fourth or fifth birthday was a Power Rangers birthday. And I had Power Rangers stuff, and all of the kids played in the yard and played Power Rangers. I tend to still go a little bit obsessive with things now, even. But it's nothing compared to how it was. Because it was the best thing ever. Like, they could do no wrong. I don't care how terrible the movie was. It was going to be my favorite thing.
Have you seen, how many movies are there total? Do you know?
I don't know.
Not counting this one, like the old ones.
I don't know. There's only two that I can think of. I'm not going to say
there's
that's all
there
are.
There's two that I know.
Yeah, there's only two.
I think there's only two.
We have the VHS of the first one.
In English, at least.
But not terribly long after that, they started doing the weird branch off thing. And I thought it was blasphemy when the Power Rangers Ninja Storm started. Because those are the wrong colors, and there's only three of them, and this is terrible, and how could you do this? And now there's been, like, seven other reincarnations of Power Rangers since then, and it's like, whatever. You do whatever you want. This is not real. That's my thought.
So, Hannah, since the movies come out, have you seen some of the old ones now?
Yeah. So, I've seen a few of the old... So, like I said, I mean, I've only really watched them in passing with, you know, with him watching them. So I've seen a couple of like parts of old episodes, and I definitely know what you guys are talking about. but then he also watches some of the newer ones too.
So as an adult, you've watched them. What do you think of the old ones?
The old ones? I mean, oh my gosh, they're like, I mean, they're unbelievable, but they are fun. I'll give that they're fun. That's a good word for them, I guess. but they're just so like overacted and like overdrawn, you know, and you'll see that they'll stand out on like the dust with, you know, big dirt mound behind them waiting for these giant fake looking robot. Like, you know what I mean? Like it just, but they're fun. They, I mean, for me at least to look back and, you know, my, so my, brother-in-law, I guess, is that's so weird to say. He's 8. anyway, but so, but when he watches them, it like doesn't even matter to him,
right?
And so, like, I can definitely see how a younger person looking at that, they don't really like, even though they like when they when it looks real, it doesn't matter because you know he gets just as excited, he gets just as you know into it, well, looking like that than he does. In like modern, super extra CGI excitement,
yeah,
which is awesome. Yeah, like that's the kind of childlike wonder you want kids to still have when they see cool stuff like this. That you want to introduce your children or your younger family members. Hey, look at this awesome thing that I loved when I was little. Please enjoy this. Don't tear it apart. I might die inside. Like, that's I feel like that's how you have to present this.
My husband had a good point, you know, when we were watching the new movie. He said, you know, that it was probably one of the earlier influences that most of the 90s kids had from, like, as far as kind of introducing us maybe sort of without realizing to Japanese anime, except it was live action. But in similar storylines, and so, you know, because it came from the it was Japanese stories, correct? Yes, mm-hmm. And so it kind of eased a lot of them into that, and of course they were the ones who began watching anime, mm-hmm. And it introduced a lot of kids into that, and my husband's a huge anime fan, and. Has introduced me to a lot of it over the years. And so, you know, he said that he kind of felt that that's partially where a lot of people then began to look into more stories.
I mean, Pokemon and stuff, that came after Power Rangers, right?
Mm-hmm. I don't know.
So then that was probably, So yeah, I can see how that
went. Naruto.
And you're going to tell me about all of this.
You loved it.
Naruto came quite a bit later.
It came quite a bit later to the U.S. But yeah, no, I'm still a huge anime fan. And that is kind of the first thing because you see the storyline and you see the over dramatic everything and the huge theatrics about every small detail of everything. And it carries over whether it's live action or animated.
And if you think about it, there's similarities in between the Power Rangers storyline and other storylines that are in anime. Mm-hmm. So it just kind of made it a little easier for people to accept that jump. Into anime storylines. So I thought it was an interesting point.
Yeah, that is. I wouldn't have thought of that.
So Power Rangers, that's the reason why everybody likes anime now.
Possibly. Yes, that's possibly. It.
Just started it.
It's
yeah.
Done.
Done. That's it.
So, do we want to talk about the new movie?
Yes. I loved it. Okay. So I just have to say this. So, you know, growing up, not really. I mean, I just, like I said, I didn't really watch it. It wasn't really, I guess, on any of the channels that I watched or anything. Like I said, I only knew it because Ashley watched it. So,
was this your literal, like, first introduction to watching it? Or had you seen some of the old
ones? Like I said, I mean, like, I know I'd watched it a little bit in passing with, you know, with my brother-in-law and all that. But then this was, like, my first time where I was excited about it because I thought that trailer looked so cool.
It did.
Like when I saw that trailer, I was like, I have to see that because it, I mean, it was a good tease. It seemed exciting and it seemed, it was different, you know?
Elizabeth Banks looked amazing.
Yes.
Yeah. And so, you know, it was probably the first time I was ever excited about watching Power Rangers and it definitely delivered. I will say that 100%. I loved it. I thought that movie was great.
It was.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess I can see where people are mad that it's not exactly like the original was, but I don't think that's how you want a reboot because you can't recapture the same thing you had.
Well, I think
you've got to tweak it some.
I mean, Tiffany and I agree. We thought the original was pretty terrible.
Yes.
Like, I would be upset if they decided to just redo one of those previous movies, because I was unhappy with those. Like, they were far-fetched, and it didn't work, in my opinion. So they took the basis of Power Rangers and they made it more modern. They made it work in a current real-life way, and I really appreciated that, and it made it to where it made sense.
Yes.
And I liked a lot of the messages in the movie. And there's a lot of people who are mad about a lot of the messages in it, which really kind of was crazy to me. But I liked that it told the audience that it's okay for everyone to be different. And,
right, yeah.
And it's okay for, you know, everyone to work together no matter what. And I've liked that message in the story.
I thought that was really wonderful. You're supposed to do stuff. Like, it's nice to see things that actually have kind of a message in them now.
Yeah. Yes.
That's aimed more towards kids, because you don't always see that.
Yeah.
And that's something that they took, like, you'd see that in the original set. Like, you, not so much as you might in some of the other things that kids would watch about that time, because you'd get lessons in it occasionally. Not always. Sometimes you're just punching robots. It's okay. You need that in life too, but teamwork.
I just felt it was like particularly clear in this movie. And I think that that's something that we need currently.
Yes.
Especially with so much bullying going on and how diverse people are becoming, that we need that. And I felt that the cast of kids, or, well, not the cast of kids, but the group of Power Rangers, the kids in the Power Rangers, that they were all very diverse, and but they still all worked together despite that. And without that, it wouldn't have worked. And I think that was a really good message.
I think it gives kids something to look up to, just like the superheroes or something. And maybe even take it one step further with, I mean, they don't know the original Power Rangers, but they do know these. And so they're introducing them to the Power Rangers. Maybe they'll watch the older shows. Hope not. But maybe they'll just go on from the other one.
Young people like to do ironic things now. It's okay. Yeah. It's okay. You can ironically say you like old stuff that's really terrible.
I posted after the movie. I said, I will admit that I hated the Power Rangers, but I love the Power Ranger movie and this now. Got a lot of hate, but a lot of love too.
No. You did not. I mean, everybody has their own thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's okay.
But I think all of us at this group, at this podcast today, we can say we liked the movie.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, 100%. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I was so excited. After hearing all of the terrible things and being really terrified of watching the movie, it was way better than... I guess I went into it with such low expectations that I was completely blown away by it. But rewatching it even, it's so good.
Yes.
It's so good, and it doesn't deserve any hate that it's gotten.
Well, and it had great had great humor, and like you said, I mean, I even thought the acting was really good.
They had a great cast.
They did. And I like that they picked, you know, I mean, we sort of knew some of the cast.
Yeah.
But I like that they picked people who, you know, we didn't already associate very strongly with another role.
Yes. Which is awesome.
And it made these people feel new, especially the younger kids who really wouldn't know any of them, you know, that it made these people look new and these people look different from any of the other movies that they had seen. You know, they weren't like, oh, look, it's Iron Man, you know.
Yeah.
Like, they didn't have any other, like, role to put that person in. So I think I really liked that, too. I am one of those people that once I've seen someone in one role, it's really hard for me to see them as a main character in a different role.
In a different one, yeah.
It just really is hard for me.
Because you keep thinking about that movie. Like, oh,
I do, yeah.
You know, he did so good in this one, or she was, like, mean in this one, you know, yeah.
It's like, then you kind of just automatically project how that person is onto this new character that has nothing to do with the other one. Kind of, like, I made the comment, we watched the first episode of the new DuckTales.
Yes.
And it's got David Tennant voicing Scrooge McDuck. And I did not see Scrooge McDuck having adventures. I saw the Doctor having adventures, even though he had a Scottish accent. And it threw me off, and I had to had to refocus a couple of times because that's not where that voice belongs.
Right.
That's not even a person that I'm seeing. That's just a voice, and that doesn't match.
I had to refocus a couple times too watching that, but that's another podcast.
Yeah. Probably not in the distant future. Side note, there is an app that you can get on Roku and on the PlayStation and on the Fire Stick. It's called Pluto. It's got free TV, and you can watch a channel that is 24 hours of DuckTales. Oh, all the time. 24/7.
Is Darkwing Duck on there?
Yes.
Oh, yay.
It's like three channels down. It's the best thing ever. I highly suggest it. Actually, maybe you shouldn't, because I really spent like 6 hours one day watching DuckTales. And that's not how you're supposed to spend a Tuesday afternoon as an adult. Side note. Just gonna throw that out there. Anyway, Power Rangers.
Yeah.
Well, you might watch the Power Rangers on this, right? Can you watch the Power Rangers on?
I don't know. I never finished looking through channels.
You just got distracted.
You might can watch the Power Rangers on this.
You might can watch the Power Rangers on this. I wouldn't be surprised. They have all kinds of stuff. It's amazing. Yeah. It's amazing what happens when you flip through channels.
I was going to say, so in the Power Rangers movie, I said humor earlier, but I mean, it was a lot of humor that both adults and kids can get. Because, you know, yes. I mean, yeah. Even just stuff like, you know, they're getting strong and like when he breaks the sink or like, you know, some of those things that are just, you know, like both kids and adults think that stuff's funny or like, you know, you can see like the humor in that. But then there are also like some things that are specifically for adults and some things that are specifically for kids. And so I thought that it was good because, you know, sometimes when they do reboots, they aim them so much for kids that the adults don't like them,
yeah.
I think.
Yeah.
And I was skeptical going into it.
Yeah, but I think they did a really good job of putting in like humor and a storyline that both adults and kids can both enjoy together rather than one particularly taking the role, I guess.
I agree. Yeah. And I think it was well balanced from beginning to end. I don't think it started off so slow in the beginning to where you would lose interest, but also don't think that it just was so action-packed that it lost story either. Mm-hmm. Like, I think it maintained a nice steady pace through the whole thing.
Which is always a great thing, because that's something that in this house we have some trouble with, because I have a husband that gets really easily bored and distracted if something takes too long to get to the good part.
But I also hate when they're like so quick to get to like all the fighting and the action that, and there's no story, you know? Yeah. You're just like, why did they not explain any of that?
Like a weird action movie that just jumps into it just for the sake of explosions.
Exactly. Yes. Or they leave all the action till where it's like 5-10 minutes in like Batman versus Superman or vice versa. Yeah, I don't remember what that was called. But, you know, that was literally all the fighting was like the last 10 minutes, you know, but I felt this was much
and
more.
And then Wonder Woman showed up.
I know. That's the best part.
Yeah, the best part. That if you just start at like 45 minutes till the end of the movie, it's a great movie.
It's a good
movie. I've never seen the beginning of it. I walked into it, like, I started watching about 10 minutes before Wonder Woman showed up. So all I saw was the last half of the movie, and it was a good movie. But apparently I missed all the ridiculous,
boring part. Yeah. For sure.
Backstories, I call it.
Yeah, but see, like,
unnecessary.
Which I feel like you don't need at this point. Everybody knows the backstory of the two of them.
That's the point of a sequel, is that you saw the one before it. Anyway, back to Power Rangers. So they went into the kids' backstories and you actually cared about the characters.
Yes.
And they were each, you know, they each came from different types of households. They each came from, you know, different sort of mindsets even. And then once they started getting these powers, once this all started happening, they each reacted differently, which I think is just, you know, it's important because it even showed how they sort of worked together to overcome the differences in opinion of how this was going to affect their lives, which is, of course, a good thing for kids to learn because problem solving is key for life.
I thought the character development was great, and that's something that we never had in the old ones. I mean, mm-hmm. It was just, hey, here's character, accept them, love them. You want to be the Pink Ranger, you want to be the White Ranger, you know, but these characters were so well developed and each one was so very distinct and different, and they all had their own, I want to say problems, but they all had the things that they were dealing with. And that made it to where there was a lot of people I felt in the audience that could pick one and identify with one of them. or a couple of them. And I feel that, you know, you're saying that maybe that would give them someone to look up to and identify with, like we have a lot of superheroes now. And I think you're right that there's so much out there, and except these, unlike superheroes, these have real people problems.
Right, right.
And, you know, there's the kid that has, that's on the autism scale, that's on our spectrum. And, yeah. you know, there's, mm-hmm. there's the girl, the one that cut off her hair.
She's being bullied.
She's being bullied.
Mm-hmm. I think so, yeah.
You know, so there's so many of these kids that are struggling with different things. And that does affect the, mm-hmm. how they're dealing with their newfound powers and how they have to get over that to work with each other. And I really appreciated that and how that was built in to the story. I thought that was really nice.
Well, and the people watching, they have more than just their looks to, like, oh, I'm that one because she looks like, you know, like, right. we have the actual personality to say, like, oh, well, I'm like that one because, and it's for a real reason, not exactly. just because I look like that person, you know.
Yeah, because that's my favorite color, so that's the one that I'm going to pick.
Yeah. And even though they had, even though they have their powers, in the end, they're back in school. They're regular kids.
Yeah,
again.
Yeah, for sure.
No, so it's just like, you know, it's like, oh, I can still be super, but I can also be.
Yeah.
You know,
still got to go about my normal business.
Yes.
And it was fun to see him come from all these different backgrounds instead of being super popular, already friends, and really athletic on the first time you see them.
Yeah.
Like, they had to work to be able to do what they did. And that's a good message.
Or all had a flip phone that they don't press that button.
And what they did didn't come easily. You know, really had to work hard for it, and they had to work together for it, and, you know, they had to communicate, and we never saw that in the old ones. It was like, here's your magical powers, go forth and solve problems.
And even though you could see them, they had fears, too, about having their powers, and they overcame those, too.
Right.
So.
Which is awesome. This is how you beat life. This is not just how you become a Power Ranger. This is how you win at life.
And they had doubts too. And you know that. Imagine if you were a normal person as they were. You know, and all of a sudden you had magical powers from an alien. Like in the old Power Rangers, they just accepted this and then they're like, awesome, great. I mean, but a normal person would not be that way. There would be doubts and there would be skepticism and there would be arguments among people, you know, inside that group. And that actually showed that. And that's really nice also. It's mm-hmm. more humanizing.
I think the end was really fun because, so I knew, you know, how many Power Rangers there were. And I knew there was one missing the whole time,
yes.
right?
Yes.
But at first, and they did a good, so they ended it, but then they gave you a little bit of a cliffhanger, but you only understood the cliffhanger if you understood Power Rangers. So I think they did a really good job of ending the story and then creating a small little bit of a next story without actually like going into it. So it's the yellow one that they didn't have, right?
Green.
Yeah. So yeah. So for those of you who aren't afraid of, I should have said spoiler, shouldn't I? But anyway, so.
No, because we warned at the beginning.
Oh, yeah.
It's okay, you're fine. Okay.
So, why are you watching something about the new Power Rangers movie if you haven't seen it?
Yeah, on, you guys.
Go watch things. Go watch things before you.
On a Tuesday afternoon.
So throughout the movie, you know, I knew that there was one missing and, you know, the green one. And then at the end, you see the, I think, is it her green jacket that she puts on the chair or something? There's like something green that like comes.
Yeah,
I think that's what it was.
I think it was.
And so
something.
I thought that was really cool because it kind of like gave you like a little glimpse of like, oh, like that's what would happen next. And so it kind of made you like excited, I guess, because not only did you, well,
I think it was a green jacket.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's what I was thinking in my head.
And they were calling his name. He was absent.
Yes. Yeah. And so I thought that was really cool just to end. I mean, you know, because a lot of these movies like this, when they want to do a second one, they will leave you with a real, like, cliffhanger where you like, well, what was that? Like, I don't understand. But this one, they completely closed a story, and then they opened up just a little bit of a next one without
just
really...
Just to make you excited.
Yes. Yeah, and it definitely did. Like, I'm definitely excited, and I want there to be a second one for sure.
Yeah.
And I don't know if that's been officially decided or not yet, because I know they said this didn't do as well in box office as they wanted. But this did, like, killer amounts of money in merch sales. Mm-hmm. Partially because there were Power Ranger donuts, I believe.
I still want to have one of those sorts. Yeah. Just saying. Those are pretty cool.
Do you know how the DVD sales did? Did it do well?
I don't know. I haven't actually looked it up recently. This was not long after I actually got the movie that I was looking it up and seeing, like, well, is this going to happen again? Are we going to do it further? And they have planned a 6-movie story arc is what they really want to do. But they have not got the green light to do a second one yet, as of the last time I checked. This could be different now, because I meant to look it up before we started recording, and I didn't, and my phone is dead in the other room. So, I do not have the answers today.
Sharon's got it.
I'm normally good with the Google, and
I'm going to do this. Terrible to today. Okay. I also kind of wonder how it did in other countries.
Yeah.
Particularly like in Japan in...
Yeah, because you expect it to be way bigger over there, honestly, because that's where, like, the original everything.
Right.
Right.
But so then, of course, this one was in English. I mean, I don't know how much that
affects that. Well, they'll subtitle that. They can subtitle it. And often, our movies will do really well in other countries.
Okay.
Sorry.
She's looking it up. Yeah.
She's trying to figure it out. Google, and it's still not...
Well, if they really are planning, like, a 6, that would be so cool. I didn't know that.
Like, that's a lot of movies. So happy.
I mean, as long as they're as good as this one. As long as they can maintain
the hope.
Yeah. Well, and, I mean, you know, like you said, it just didn't do all that well in box office. And I really don't know why. I mean... because to me that trailer was awesome, and anyone else who I asked who saw the trailer said the trailer was awesome. So I don't know if that's just like an actual people can't afford to go to the movies thing, or if that's a non-interest.
Remember anybody that watched it that was unhappy with it that right. I spoke with?
No, I didn't talk to anybody in person that disliked it. It was all negative thoughts and comments online.
Maybe they didn't watch it.
Probably not. This is the same thing that happened with the Ghostbusters. Oh, it's women. It's going to be terrible. I won't even watch it, but I'm going to say it's terrible.
Yeah.
People are dumb.
Yes.
Prior to home release, they confirmed they were talking of doing a sequel and want it to include Lord Zedd. Possibility of a sequel increased once more in early July when it was reported that the film held the number one spot in home media sales and rentals in its first week.
Then that's good.
So it's still... a maybe?
Fingers crossed.
If it's not a superhero or some kind of movie like that, or animation because of a little boy, we don't go watch it and then we'll decide, like, oh, do we want to go watch it? We'll just buy it. Yeah. So.
Yeah. Well, and I mean, you said rentals and movie sales are doing well since it's been on DVD, right?
Yeah, and apparently it had record-breaking merchandise sales is what happened here. And so that's helped make up for how much apparently they thought they were going to get in the box office that they didn't.
Okay.
Which makes me really sad that more people didn't go out and see this when it
was. Well, maybe if they get excited and watch the DVD and they like it, maybe for the second movie they will, though.
Yeah, see, I think you have to look at that. You have to look at how many people buy, like, digital copies and things like that. Because I think about that about TV shows as well. Because there's a lot of people who probably do not actually tune in and watch TV shows.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're all like crazy.
I don't even have cable. I literally Netflix and Amazon.
Right. So I think about that a lot when I hear shows are going to be canceled that I like, and I wonder like how much of that would be changed if all of us would actually watch it instead of waiting until it's available on a streaming service. Because I'm sure there's a lot of people that just want to wait until it comes out on a DVD or until they can just download it or buy it digitally because it's just easier.
I'm guilty of that.
Well, everyone's so busy. It's hard to be nailed down to when something is scheduled.
Also, right. $7 for Netflix is a lot less expensive than cable.
Yeah.
Honestly.
It really is.
For me, that's the number one factor right there.
Yeah.
But, I mean, you know, but I do go to the movies sometimes.
Yeah.
Like for this one, you know, I got excited about the trailer, so I went to the movie. And so for me, that's for me, trailers are like literally that is what determines whether I'm excited about a movie. And a lot of trailers recently just haven't been good to me. I mean, Wonder Woman was a good trailer. It was a great movie. I saw that one.
Sorry.
This one was a great trailer. It was a great movie. And so, you know, but I wasn't very excited about a lot of, I mean, even really the Batman movies. I don't think that they've been exciting trailers. And so I haven't gone and seen them. That's what, and maybe you guys will be like. Well,
have you seen that? I'm excited about the Justice League trailer.
I am excited about the Justice League trailer.
Like, okay, it looks phenomenal. I'll give you that one. I'm probably going to see Justice League.
I'm going to go see Aquaman too. Like that.
Yeah. Now Zach gets excited about Batman, so we get the DVDs. But I'm saying that I don't go to the theater unless I like the trailer. Now I've seen the Batman outside of the theater. I was talking about just in the theater.
Yeah. But
Justice League does that one. I'm going to.
It looks great, and I feel like that's one that you need to see on the big screen to get the full effect of. Because there's some of those, and there's a lot of them that I've not thought the trailer was great, and I decided not to go see it, and then I saw it later on, like, home media, and I was really disappointed in myself. Like, that would have been so cool on this giant screen.
Which is sad because, I mean, somebody made the decision of what was in that trailer.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And they didn't do their job.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because the trailer's supposed to make you want to see it, but not give away so much. Like, you see some trailers, like, I don't even have to see the movie now because
it's all the good parts.
I know all of the parts of the movie, and you just lost me.
Right. Absolutely.
This is great, though.
Yeah, this was great.
I'm trying to contain myself after from the Justice League and Wonder Woman.
Not the right conversation. You're
I know. I'm going to have to wait. I'm going to wait.
Get there, though.
I know.
Probably close to before the next movie comes out.
November the 17th.
Yeah. Yes. Oh, I forgot that was the weekend that it came out because we won't be in town. We're not going to be here.
Someone will be celebrating their anniversary.
Yeah. It's been married a whole year. Hannah already did it.
Yes, I did. We're still deciding. I'm just kidding. No. no, we're happy. I am going to jump back to Power Rangers, though, because I did just remember something. So I was going to say that if you are watching this and you just don't, and you haven't seen Power Rangers because you just, I mean, you're okay with spoilers, then I will say if you were an old fan, you do still get to hear the theme song.
Yeah.
It is in there and it is not tacky. Yeah. They put it in a good spot and it's a good amount of it. And even I noticed, I was like, oh, hey, I recognize that. Mm-hmm. But I recognized the song more than I thought I would. I didn't think I would recognize that. But it's a pretty, I mean, it's a pretty on its own song.
It is.
I think there's a good enough nostalgia in there that real good diehard fans are going to be happy with the movie. I don't think it's going to just make people who were not fans or are new fans happy. I think it's going to satisfy a good majority of people.
Yeah.
And I think it did overall. And I think it was just negative comments that kept people out of the box office watching this. And then they've gone around and I've heard people upset that they didn't see it.
Yeah.
Oh, I should have seen that. That was so awesome.
It's just those snap judgments, those people that are unhappy because something that they loved was redone.
Mm-hmm.
They're anxious or they're nervous about it and they just don't want to touch and it didn't look like what they wanted.
Yeah.
Right.
What they thought it should have been.
And see, when still photography was coming out about this, I was not the happiest because I was not sure how this was going to play out. And the trailer is what changed that. And I was so happy that it looked so much mm-hmm. better than what I had originally expected.
Well, and I'll say, you know, even when they released the first trailer, I even heard negative comments from my husband. You know, those suits don't look right. That doesn't look like what it should be. And then when they released the second one and we got to see a little bit more of it and there was a little more action, he was like, okay, I can see how this works. I can see how this would be okay. So I think maybe some people just judge too quickly.
And just decided as soon as they saw something about it, nope, I don't like this. I'm not going to do anything.
That one thing that they didn't like, they were like, nope, I'm done.
And there's always going to be that one thing that you don't like. But if you give it time and actually watch the entire product, maybe it's not that bad.
For me, that's the trailer. So I have to get over that and start going anyway, I guess.
Yeah, if it sounds like something you like, go for it.
Yeah.
And then I don't remember if this was up against something.
I don't remember either, but I kind of wonder that.
I can't remember what else was.
It was something. Playing. There was something playing with it because I was like, oh, I want to go see that too. I can't remember what it was though.
I can't remember what else was going on. Yeah. Because that's always my fear. Is that I feel like it comes out in waves. Like there's seven movies at one time that I have to go see, and then I'll go for a 2 month
Guardians of the Galaxy 2.
Was it the same time as Guardians?
Was it that one? Guardians of the Galaxy 2? Because I was like, because I didn't, I don't think I went, or that was with Wonder Woman. I don't know.
I think Wonder Woman was after Power Rangers. I think.
It wasn't that far after.
No, it wasn't far, but I think it was a little ways. I can't keep track of this.
I'm trying to find it. Google's never like cooperative when you're like needed to be.
No, you can never find the things you want. But I'm really bad at remembering what times stuff took place.
Because I know I didn't go watch Guardians of the Galaxy 2 because it was between one of those other two movies. And I don't remember which, but I have watched it. And it's really good.
It is really good. We actually watched it for the first time not long ago.
I was actually more just, I liked the first one better. I'm not going to get into that, but I liked the first one better.
I'm not going to say I like the second one better. I'm just saying that I did enjoy it. I was pleasantly surprised, and I'm enjoying the continuation of their story, and I'm fine for a third one. Like, I'm happy with this and having them meet the Avengers, and I'm cool with all of it.
My son decided he wanted to be Star-Lord because of that movie.
There you go.
It's not a bad person to look up to.
No.
He's pretty cool.
But he said, I need one of those things that goes on your belt.
Oh my gosh, that's hilarious. That's so funny.
He said, Mom, if you don't have one in your closet, they have one at Target.
I can't find anything else big that opened with it.
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
I was thinking
chips with Dax Shepard.
No.
I can't see that overshadowing it. Sorry.
No, I don't think so.
Mm-mm. I really thought there was something that was released right too. Around, maybe not like the same weekend, but
Life with Ryan Reynolds and Jake Gyllenhaal.
Yeah.
But again, I don't see that overshadowing it.
No, maybe.
I mean, there's two big names in that, but I don't even know what it's about.
Was Boss Baby?
No, that's not listed for this weekend.
Oh, okay.
I still haven't seen that. I've heard good things.
The House on Willow Street.
I feel like you have to have like a certain type of movie to kind of overtake that, because that is more of a family movie that you're more likely to go see. Not just like out on a date night kind of thing. Like, well, normally
family movies
are. I would. And there may or may not have been a time that my husband and I were the only pair of adults without a child with us to see the Lego Batman movie.
There you go.
But just a side note there, I do still take him to all of the animated films I want to see.
I don't think you need an excuse. You can borrow one of my kids if you need to.
None here.
You can borrow mine too.
I have admittedly borrowed children before when I was going by myself. It's like, I cannot be a single person in this theater. This is not okay.
When did Beauty and the Beast come out? Was it around the same time?
No, I don't think so.
I can't even tell you.
Yeah.
There's been so many good movies
this year. That just popped into my head. I thought that meant.
I think there's been a lot of good movies this year. The last couple of years, I haven't really even wanted to go to the theater as much, I guess. And this year, I've been probably more than the last 2 years combined.
They were just in September.
It came out the week before.
Ah.
March 17th.
Carryover from Beauty and the Beast. Probably would have
Which was it. A family movie, and then this one was a family movie. Yeah. But honestly,
depending
depending
on how big your family is, you're not going out to the movies multiple times in a month.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, and that's what I was kind of thinking earlier with, like, box office versus DVD buying.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, even if a DVD is $30, you just saved, what, like $50?
Yeah. So, and you only have to buy that once, and you can watch it as many times as you want to, because now you own it.
Yeah. Which happens if you have kids.
Yes.
Over and over and over again.
Or if you're still a student. My husband and I are still students, and so we only go, like I said, when I really, really, really want to go to something. And normally, for me, that's just determined by reviews and trailers. And that's unfair, and I get that, but sometimes what else do I have to go off of?
You have to make choices.
Yeah. But I've been really happy with all the movies I've seen recently, though.
It is a pleasant surprise.
Yes.
Like, this whole thing was all around just a pleasant surprise. Because, admittedly, the source material is questionable.
Yeah.
But,
well, I'm much happier with Rita Repulsa in this version than the original. She's not climbing out of a crater with cones on her head.
She's a little crazy.
She is, but she, and she should be. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's her. Her character was.
I liked her bling.
Yeah. I thought she was really well done.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No cones.
Yeah, no cones.
No. Although, cones admittedly, I think that Elizabeth Banks could have rocked it.
Possibly,
probably. I mean, did you see her in the Hunger Games?
I don't know. Yeah. Crazy things. Yes. She's a gorgeous lady.
Crazy things.
Gorgeous lady.
Those cones should be on anybody's head. I'm sorry.
She had huge poopy hair, too. She might have been someone's grandma. I'm not sure.
That's true.
She might have been. That's weird. How do you react if that's your grandmother playing Rita Repulsa?
I'm not sure. It depends on what she's like in her home life.
Do you admit that you're related to this person that looks crazy on television?
Probably.
Hmm.
I think probably.
Is this a good thing? I don't know.
Kids get excited about some weird stuff.
Yeah. I think you probably
would. I think you should start. Do you like the Power Rangers? And then go from there.
Oh, Ashley. What? Well, I mean, I'm going to start keeping track of the things that you love that are questionable.
It's long and varied, and I'm kind of ashamed of some of it. But it's okay.
We'll keep a list, and then we'll, like, give numbers. Like, we'll score the questionability.
Yeah. The early Power Rangers movies are on that list.
But we won't take points away from our Hogwarts house, because we share a house, so.
Okay, cool. Yay. Bonus for other Ravenclaws not wanting to bury themselves.
Yes. Absolutely.
Barney may be on that list too.
It is. It's
probably topping the list.
It is absolutely on that list.
It's okay. No, it was terrible. I've heard stories. Like, clearly I can't remember it. I don't know. Apparently it was the worst thing in the world for everybody that I came in contact with.
I think it's just that age group for Barney, because my brother was too.
No.
See, sorry.
My husband and I had a rule, because Barney came out when we were little. Mm-hmm. And so we had a rule when we had our children, it was not allowed in our house.
Oh, no.
It was absolutely not allowed. And we talked about this on a different podcast. I was actually made to watch Barney all the way up to second grade at school.
There once was a little green frog. frog.
Yeah.
I watched Sesame Street.
Yeah. Until second grade.
Why did they make you watch it until second grade?
Apparently, I had teachers that made poor decisions.
Barney is not appropriate.
I was not a teacher then, so I just want to
clarify. They felt they needed personal time, I guess.
We watched Cyber Chase.
That sounded way better.
I liked that one. It's one of the old PBS shows.
Yeah. So,
I mean, Sesame Street all the way here.
So it was not allowed in our house at all.
I would imagine.
Yeah.
I plan on enforcing that rule, because honestly, I don't know how I was not terrified of Barney. Because Barney is 8 feet tall and terrifying. Right? Like, this isn't just me.
Nah, he was purple.
And green?
That just, like, color makes it all better.
Just because he's purple doesn't mean it's okay.
The other ones is what scared me.
Baby,
whatever. BJ, yes.
Yes, that's his name.
I know, but he scared me. I was like, no.
And there's apparently a little orange one now, too, that I can't.
I don't know. It was not allowed in my house, so I'm not today on these things.
A big purple one and a little yellow one and a little green one and a tiny orange one now.
Now that song is in my head. Thanks.
Look at Power Rangers. It's brought us all back to our childhood.
I'm kind of regretting my decision for our live episode where we tore apart our childhood loves. Like, apparently it should have been a Barney episode.
Well,
and then I would have sang songs.
No, I'm glad we didn't.
No.
Absolutely glad we did not.
Of course, we do have Barney to thank for a lot of our favorite stars.
Which is weird. That's like,
I don't know the stars. I just know my numbers and letters from Sesame Street.
It's strange to think of all the people that came out of, like, the Mouseketeers, and then you see all the kids that were on Barney at one point. It's like, oh. That's how you started this?
I have no idea who came out of Barney.
I don't either. I just know who came out of the Mickey Mouse Club.
Yeah, me too.
No, it's a pretty weird list. I've seen it before of all of the children stars you never knew were on Barney. And it's kind of like all of the random kids that you never knew were a part of the Mickey Mouse Club. Like, it was, it's crazy how many people are there. So, like, everybody was together at one point in Hollywood, apparently.
Hmm. Now that it's like, probably back from when I was forced to watch it.
Off topic. Yeah. You know, none of them look the same now as I did then. So, it's okay.
Selena Gomez is, like, one of the biggest ones, but she was, so, okay, we got, I'm just going to list off a few. So, we got Selena Gomez, we got Patty Wirtz, Adam Brown, I only know stars by their faces, so it doesn't work for me whenever I see the ones who were, but anyway, yeah, Selena Gomez is, like, the big one, yeah.
Weird.
And now we're going to go back and try to find Barney episodes with Selena Gomez in them. Yeah. Somebody out there is going to look it up now.
Oh, and Demi Lovato, right?
It's not me. I think.
Wasn't she?
I want to say yes.
Yeah. I don't know.
I want to say yes. This is like Disney Channel stars pre-Disney Channel. Apparently started in Barney.
Definitely.
Weird.
Hmm. Everybody's connected.
I don't know how I feel about that.
It's awkward, right?
It is.
I wouldn't want to be associated with that when I grew up. It's like, don't remember me for these things.
Well, just think how if you were in the Barney suit.
He loved being in the Barney suit. Like, I've seen an interview with him recently. Somehow it popped up on Facebook.
It would be so hot in there. I know. Miserable. I know.
Super judging now. It's okay.
Tiffany's dying.
Sorry.
I know. He was super excited about being Barney, and he loved it, and he did it for a bunch of years, and he's like some kind of motivational speaker now, and he was for a long, long time, like from the time it started till not that long ago, like longer than I would expect someone to be able to be. Giant dinosaur.
Can you imagine getting up in the morning and being like, can't wait to go to my job and be Barney? Like,
oh, I bet. No, but see, I bet he did. That's the exciting part is that he genuinely loved it. I mean, if you
couldn't do it for that long if you didn't.
No, I mean, think about, I mean, honestly, you may say that, but I think it would have been really, really crappy to be Mr. Rogers. Oh my gosh, I could never have sat there and been that serious Blues for that Clues. Long talking like that. I'm sorry.
Guy from Blue's Clues.
Well, that's why we don't have the first one anymore.
What, Steve went to college.
It's okay. He went to college, yes.
Of course, you know, apparently it was just he was going bald and he didn't want to go bald on a kid's TV show. I heard there were drugs involved, but that's a whole other
thing. Yeah, there's drugs involved with all of them.
I'm that was the story, like the real story. So sad. This has taken a drastic turn to the worst.
All of the terrible things that we've heard about our childhood TV shows. That was my brother's thing, though, was Blue's Clues. Like, there was a lot of Blue's Clues in my house when I was...
My youngest brother, too.
A little bit older. Mm-hmm. Like, old enough to know that this is really weird and I don't want to watch it.
I just watched it when Colt was little. Baby. And it would come on at 3 a.m. I was trying to get you to go to sleep.
Just wait, Hannah. You'll get to have a child and you'll know all about children's TV again.
Oh, I don't know. I mean, I kind of do. I mean, between all my brothers-in-law, I mean, you know, we've got, so, you know, Zach and I are 21. And then his next, so then there's a 13-year-old, and then there's an 8-year-old, and then there's a 2-year-old, and then she just had a baby, so there's a newborn.
Yeah, so you do know about, you so do I know do. About the little I do. Ones. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Also, Gullah Gullah Island was on at 3 a.m.
I remember that one. I never cared for it. I don't know why.
That's why it's on at 3 a.m.
we'll put it on at some point. It's still going to be running. You know there's some kid out there awake at 3 o'clock that we're watching TV without his parents knowing.
Oh, yeah.
And loving it.
Yes.
That's a weird show to watch in the middle of the night without your parents' knowledge. So, do we have anything else Power Ranger related to add to our conversation today?
I feel like everybody should go out of their way to watch the first 2 Power Rangers movies.
The old ones?
The old ones.
Ugh. Tiffany and I are okay 90s. If you don't.
Yes.
No, it's great. But if wonderful you wanna, music, lots of fun.
If you want to borrow it, have it on VHS. I'm just saying.
Like there's a really, really high probability that that's what we're going to watch tonight.
I don't feel it's necessary. No. I feel that you can enjoy this one just fine without watching it.
I need to say something. I did DVR it, and I let my son start watching it. He wanted to turn it off. Oh, maybe. He's like, Mom, let's just wait, and we'll watch the new one. So, sorry.
I might be the only person that
I feel that.
But the Red Ranger that is in that movie, he looks so much taller than what he really is.
Okay.
He's very short.
Really?
Yes.
I feel that the special effects in the original Poltergeist, which came out many a years before the original Power Ranger movies, is better, like, the special effects. Yeah.
I could believe that. Like,
that's what, almost 20...
Sitting here, kind of thinking.
That's what, 10, 15 years before the Power Ranger movies? Effects were better in that movie.
I know the second Power Ranger movie came out in 1997. The Google told me that when I was looking up for sequels for the new one. But I don't know when the original one came out. It would have been a couple years before that.
I was one.
I was six. It's okay.
Yeah. We're not going to discuss that.
It's okay. I'm sorry. My bad. No. It was great.
Was it 95, though?
It might have been. Because the second one was 97. I want to say the first one was 95.
I think it was 95.
It sounds right. I mean, being four, like, that's the perfect thing to get obsessed with. Bright colors, lots of movement, all kinds of stuff going on. They look cool. You think you can be cool.
Some of them are girls, which was really awesome probably for girls.
Yeah, that was probably one of the big...
That was at a point when you don't have any female...
Well, there was awesome that, stuff. And there was X-Men, which were really big at that time. And there was girls in X-Men also. Okay. So those two things were real big.
I didn't get to do anything with X-Men because they thought it was too much. Like, I had to stick to little kid shows, and apparently Power Rangers is a little kid show, and X-Men's not. I don't know how that works.
Well, I mean, no one's judging you for your love or obsession with that. I mean, you know.
I'm totally happy with
it. I'm sure all of us have had questionable obsessions. So, you know.
I think I still have questionable obsessions, but that's a whole other argument. That's another show for another day.
We all have... things that we would rather not admit that we loved, so that's, and still possibly that love.
That is why we're here, because everyone loves something just a little too much.
I mean, Leslie still wants, very much so, for us to have a Fangirls About Casper.
Which might happen for Halloween. Like, we need a Halloween episode.
Oh, that's so cool.
Yeah. We need a Halloween episode.
Because she wanted to date Casper.
Not the boy.
No.
No.
The ghost. Yes.
I like how you had to say that.
Well, that's because we asked her.
Because she clarified it.
Yeah, because we were like, oh, the actor Devon Sawa, you know, when he turns into the boy, she's like,
he's super cute.
No. She's like, no. No, the ghost. And we're like, oh. Because me and Ashley were like, yeah, he was really cute. And she was like, no, the ghost.
He's still really cute. Like, I'm not going to say no to that. Like,
okay. So there may be a future Fangirls About Casper, and then your future
and dating CGI ghosts, which I didn't know that was a thing,
but it's okay.
To each his own, and I'm really happy that she enjoys it that much.
Absolutely.
That was another one that scared me when I was little, so I didn't watch it until I was old enough to not enjoy it as much. I was a terrified little child. It's okay.
Yeah,
the uncles are scary sometimes. Like, they do weird stuff.
The what?
Like the uncles, the older, the other ghosts.
Oh, yeah.
Like, scary sometimes.
We shall talk about that on a future one.
It was 1995 when the first one came out. Yes. I'm not going to tell you my age.
It's okay. Apparently, it was not young enough to still think that Power Rangers were super cool.
I was in my teens. Just going to say that. I was a teenager.
Power Rangers was spoiled to you anyway. It was spoiled to you anyway because, you know, crazy brother.
Yes.
Okay. I would have been the crazy younger sibling. If I had somebody older than me, I would have been the crazy younger sibling.
Yeah, and I still had younger siblings that loved it and still continue to watch and love the Power Rangers for many more years.
So you weren't alone.
Good.
I still love you now.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I need that.
Okay. So I guess that'll be it for this episode if we don't have anything else to add.
Yep. I think we're all just glad that we enjoyed the movie, and I think it's got all thumbs up from us. So if you haven't seen it yet, definitely see it.
And if you have seen it, watch it again because it's awesome and you should.
Yep. You don't, there's nothing that you'll be ruined if you watch it again. You can watch it over and over.
Right.
Yeah. I think we all have at least watched it more than once.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I've watched it twice.
Yeah. So, yep. Okay. It's pretty awesome. So thanks for joining us.
It was a blast, guys. And I want to say thank you to Hannah and Tiffany, especially Tiffany, for one, giving us this awesome topic.
Yay!
And finally joining us
yes.
on the podcast.
Yay. First of many, maybe.
Definitely. Yes. Anytime. Door's always open. You know where we live now. It's cool.
And yes.
Thanks for coming back, Hannah.
Yes. Thank you for having me.
And we are going to shoot for not waiting this long for the next one, so you should be hearing back from us soon. Definitely doing a Halloween episode, maybe one between now and then. I don't know how things are going to line up, but definitely keep watch for us. Subscribe to our podcast if you like us. Subscribe to the TBK Radio podcast to hear more awesome stuff. Be watching in the new TBK magazine store. We're going to have a t-shirt going up soon. It's in the works. Gonna have to get that approved, but
and then I'll have to order it because you know I have to have one of all of our t-shirts
for sure. Gotta represent here. So keep track of us, keep listening, guys. Hope you enjoyed it, hope you come back again, and from all of us, have a good night.
Bye.
Bye.